This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, America? Kevin Jackson here. I'm in a, an 80s disco mood. Is that disco? We're missing something, aren't we? Love that you guys are here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. You can find us at kjradio.com or you can call us at 844-551-8255. You know this song? Were you guys, were you even born when this song came out? You know why I'm playing this? Because the Democrats need a hero. Come on, dance with me. Just move your shoulders. You don't have to do much. Just move your shoulders and pretend you have that big 80s hair. Need a hero. Or a shiro. Yeah, a shiro will do. Doesn't have to be a dude anymore. What about Caitlin? Come on. Let's go. Air guitar. You ready? Oh, man. Do the Democrats need a hero? You know what? The Democrats need a hero so bad, they're willing to make a Frenchman their hero. Emmanuel Macron would be a hero to them if he would, if they just accept him. Why? He's kind of Obama-esque, right? He's dreamy, and he's a total socialist. But what about a shiro? I'm thinking we need a shiro. Somebody sent me a note on, who was it? The new shiro of the Democrats? Her name is Kamala Harris. And I thought Kamala was black. Kamala Harris ain't black. I'll get more into that in a bit. I need a hero. Come on, ready? Here we go. There we go. Luckily, we conservatives don't need a hero. I told you guys I was talking to the French the other day, and they were telling me how bad it is for the Republicans. And you know, it never came up. We got to the end of the segment, and you have to let, you know, kind of let these people talk. And I was going to say to them, hey, you know, you guys spend a lot of time worrying about the Republicans. What about them Democrats? They need a hero. Come on, what a Hillary suffering. Is Hillary their hero? Bill Clinton, is he their hero? Elizabeth Warren, is she their hero? Huh? Cory Booker. What about Cory Booker? Cory Booker has no pizzazz. Have you listened to this guy talk? And what we would like to do is we would blah, blah, and this, that, and the other. And, you know, this idea of killing Obamacare, I mean, it's a terrible thing. I mean, this dude, let me tell you something. If black folks want to talk about black conservatives not being black, look at Cory Booker. Cory Booker wouldn't last an hour in the hood. Seriously. He wouldn't last. In fact, Nancy Pelosi would last longer in the hood than Cory Booker. Come on, black folks, wake up. Y'all ain't fooling nobody. You'll accept anybody. As long as they got a Democrat after their in their title, you're good with it. Putzes. Who do they have? They don't have any heroes. Name one. Let me tell you, if I said to you in the Republican Party, who do you think could run for president? You could give me four or five names. You would go, of course, Donald Trump. You might say Ted Cruz. You might say Rand Paul. You might say Ben Carson. You might say Mike Lee. You might say Trey Gowdy. There are a lot of people that you could list. And they're up-and-comers. There are ladies that can run. You would be able to give me at least three, four, five names. Every one of you would be able to give me at least three, four, or five names. Some of them might be the same, some different. But we have a lineup. Senator Rubio. I mean, I'm saying you don't have to love these people, but these are good, viable candidates. Alan West, maybe? I don't know. Mia Love? You want to go black on black? We'll get Mia Love and go after, well, can't go after Kamala Harris because she ain't black. We'll talk about that later. Yeah. So, look, tons going on. It's the same old, same old. I'm listening to MSNBC, Joe Scarborough. Oh, I can't believe that Donald Trump's son is under investigation and Donald Trump would dare have another meeting with Vladimir Putin. I mean, what are you going to do? This is just crazy. And I'm thinking to myself, these people who are living on the idea of Barack Obama, you couldn't let Barack Obama do anything by himself. You didn't know what that moron was going to do. He'd give away the farm. You come back out there and people are on your tractor, you know, they're slaughtering one of your cows. You go, what's going on out here? Oh, Barack just gave away the farm. What? What's Uncle Nelly going to do? I'm just saying, you. No wonder they were concerned.
Now, you can't let a president go in there by himself. I mean, look at what we had with 8 years of Obama.
And people are going, but Donald Trump's a billionaire and he knows what he's doing.
I know, but, oh yeah, you're right.
Nobody makes them have to be. Like I said, the idea of politics is only politicians know what to do. They're so much smarter than the people actually doing things. See, let me explain. In politics, they make nothing. They make onerous laws and regulations and bureaucracy. That's their job. They go into politics. I'm sorry to tell you this, but it's true. I know I'm going to break a few hearts. They don't know anything else. Bernie Sanders is an incompetent boob. Barack Obama. Let Barack Obama run your company. You won't give him 2 days before you're going, dude, seriously. Yeah, that's if he shows up. He won't even show up to work. He'll call in.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, hey, Barack, where are you? We've got a board meeting.
Oh, gee, there, was that scheduled for today?
hey, it's your time to hit, Mr. President.
Well, listen, give me 4 hours and I'll try to get back over there.
I mean, see, let Barack Obama run your company. I say this to any leftist. Let Barack Obama run your household for 2 days and you will regret you ever knew the man. Dog dead, plants not watered, kids getting buggered. I mean, who knows what he would do if he was put in charge of... Oh, we do know what he would do if he was put in charge of your children. And you know what happened. It didn't turn out well. So, look, it's the same old stuff. Let it play out. I know, folks, we deal with it day to day. Then you get a weekend break where you sort of get a blow. But let's face it, you're kind of junkies. You still, I wonder if I can catch Kevin's show at KJRadio.com on a podcast that I missed the other day. I know what you do. That's okay. I forgive you. But I'm saying if you take a little break away from politics, just every now and then, you recharge your batteries over the weekend, you come back at it, and it's the same old, but trust me, they have nothing left. And Trump just keeps on Trump. He keeps doing what he's doing, trumping them. Anyway, we got to take a short break. Back in a bit. Glad you guys are here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Everybody, Kevin Jackson here. As I mentioned in the first segment, the Democrats need a hero, but it's not the Clintons. But I remember Van Jones saying the era of the Clintons is over. Now, I think he said it before the election, and then he certainly could reinforce that afterwards. The era of the Clintons is indeed over. They want relevancy, and I know I heard the French government is going to give a ton of money to the Clinton Foundation. The Canadian government is going to give millions of dollars to the Clinton Foundation. If I were a Canadian, I would be livid over that. We'll have to dig more into the story. But the Clintons have lost their juice. Bill Clinton used to be the big swinging pecker on campus, but now he's just a lecherous old fart in the eyes of most people. The kids, the people that knew Clinton when they were the strongest, those people are relics now. The kids don't know what the Clintons have done, and the more they find out about them, the more they can't stand them. And Hillary Clinton has fared worse than Bill. And why am I bringing this up? I'm bringing this up because they take all kinds of polls, and every one of these polls, every one of them is weighted to Democrats. I'm talking about for the last 30 years. They weighted to Democrats. They used 35% Democrats, 29% Republicans, and then the remainder are independents that lean left. 60% of those are Democrats, you know, or think left. So the every poll you've ever seen, good or bad, is skewed against you as a conservative. That's what you should put into your brain. It's skewed against you. So that being the backdrop, let me give you some polling numbers. This one is, this article is from Washington Post, and that's to do with Hillary Clinton and her popularity post butt kicking too. It says this: most of the time, the candidates who lose presidential elections collect the consolation prize, grudging public respect. With campaigns over, with the negative ads bundled up for a museum, the defeated candidates slowly edge back into public life. They teach college classes. They appear in Viagra ads, star in Netflix documentaries. Within 6 months or so, people ask themselves, hey, why couldn't this loser have shown this side of himself last year? Or in this case, herself. I'd have voted for him. Or her. Enter Hillary Clinton, the first modern candidate to break this rule. Now, again, folks, Washington Post writing this. According to Bloomberg's new polling, just 39% of Americans view Clinton favorably. 1 month ago, Gallup found 41% of Americans viewing her favorably. 7 months after her loss, Clinton's image remains near its record low since 1992, even though prior losing candidates' images improved after their defeats, Gallup marveled. That's what they wrote. And let me stop you for just a second. I want to remind you of a few things. This poll is telling you the truth about Hillary Clinton and what they should have been reporting during the election cycle. 41% after Clinton lost approved of her. Who do you think approved of her prior to her loss? Nothing's changed. 39% now approve of her. She's getting less popular. The more she's seen, the less popular she gets. Do you remember during the campaign that they were limiting her going out in public? It wasn't just because of the scandals. It was because Clinton is not popular. But they wanted you to believe she was. I could find you article after article about how great Hillary Clinton was, glowing. Her books were out. They were talking about her daughters and the weddings and the grandchildren and all kinds of things. A softer side of Hillary, the only adult in the room. It was ridiculous, the stuff that they lavished on this woman. And we find out she wasn't that popular. Is it news to you? Do you remember when Hillary Clinton launched her campaign? Launch one. She went out in the Scooby van, went to a, you know, like a little diner restaurant they stopped at. People had to know it was Hillary Clinton. I mean, I don't know where the Secret Service and all that, where they were, but they were, you know, within earshot. But she and Uma go into some little diner, and not a single person gets up, shakes her hand, says, hey, Miss First Lady, is that Hillary Clinton? Nothing. And I had jokingly said, can you imagine if Kim Kardashian walked in there? Can you imagine if Madonna, Michelle Pfeiffer, Michelle Obama, any woman that you know had walked in there, that Madonna would have been like, hey, it's Michelle, oh, hey, I'll go. You know, I don't know what they would have done, but it would have been a bigger reaction than that. 7 months later, and Clinton is going down. And for, as I said, folks, this is not some Republican poll. This isn't a Fox News poll. This is Washington Post. This is leftism at its finest. So WAPO asked, why is this happening? And then they gave the answer. Simple. Many people, including the President of the United States, refused to let go of the 2016 election. Few defeated candidates loom as large in our national conversation as Hillary Clinton, who's been some combination of famous and infamous since 1991. With that size comes an unusual lengthy half-life, as political actors who could move on have no idea how to frame their arguments without her. See, WAPO's half right in that the reason Hillary Clinton is unpopular is due to her unprecedented degree of being Hillary Clinton. But the fake news WAPO is wrong to blame President Trump in any way. He threw Hillary Clinton an olive branch. He says, they said, the president can't quit Hillary. This is fairly obvious. Unusual for a victorious president. Trump cannot stop talking about the candidate he defeated. He rates the controversies facing his administration on whether the media did enough to cover controversies facing Clinton, which, by the way, he would be right to do, or the controversies facing Barack Obama. But he gave Hillary Clinton an out. He said, I'm not going to prosecute her for her crimes. And I'm going to tell you something. Most of us, we conservatives, we were livid over this. Hillary Clinton deserved prosecution for her crimes and the cover-ups. But regardless, Trump showed mercy and likely felt that the Clintons would heal from their wounds and eventually join him and say, you know what, this guy isn't so bad. And at first, when Hillary emerged from her rat hole, she, you know, played nice. She encouraged people to support the 45th president for all of about a minute. Then she went on the attack. And she's been attacking him ever since. We documented this. There was a video made for the DNC in February where Hillary lauded protesters, arguing that their entitlement-minded criminal thugs are America's future. From the women's march to airports where communities are welcoming immigrants, refugees, and people of every faith, to town hall meetings where people are speaking up for health care, the environment, good jobs, and all the other issues they deserve our passionate support. Among those millions making their voices heard are future leaders. They have no power in Washington, so Hillary Clinton told liberals to continue protesting the election winners instead of working across the aisle, as she promised. She fosters division in America, and the left is going, it's surprising how her poll numbers seem to dip. Surprising to whom? No, nobody should be surprised at this. Hillary Clinton's never been popular, and every time she opens her mouth, you understand why. Bill Clinton knows.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help.
In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255 for those of you who want to indulge and call the show. So we found out that Senator John McCain has brain cancer. And I'll be honest with you. I'm sorry to hear that he has brain cancer for a couple of reasons. One is, you kind of knew. I mean, the guy's been going crazy for quite a few years, and I'm not saying that to be funny. I'm looking at some of the things that McCain says and does. Remember how he sort of fuzzed out during the hearings, and people were like, what's going on? I mean, those were symptoms of this guy. And for the record, it isn't just McCain. Many of these people that are legislators that are making laws, they have forms of dementia. The idea that we make the Supreme Court for life is crazy. Look at Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She, half the time I see Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I feel like, you know, like the Grim Reaper is just like looming over her shoulder. Look, we don't know when we're going to die. You don't, there's no, you know, as you know, it doesn't know, you don't know when your time is. But I look at Ruth Bader Ginsburg and I'm thinking, wow. You know, I mean, I just go, really? I look at her now and think Trump's probably going to get to replace her. But these people serve way too long. Look, we are fresh. It's kind of like athletes. There's a time frame where you're fresh. Your body is good to go, and you can compete for, say, you know, 5 years, 10 years, 15, 20 if you're lucky. I'm talking about that's a very rare group of athletes that can compete at a level for 20 years. And then they have to retire. And at that point, your mind has to go to work. And I think God planned it this way. He says, I'm going to give you the physical attributes early on, and you can do what you need to do. You can have all that. But then at some point, you have to grow up. Here's what's interesting. When you're young, you grow from the top bottom, from the top down. So in other words, as a little baby, you can't move. You have no control over your motor reflexes, and your brain develops downward. And finally, so in other words, you start using your hands before you can walk. And finally, at the end of it all, you start walking. But your brain is already taking everything in. It's learning what to do, what not to do. It's getting all these sensory inputs, and it develops top down. But then when you start your second birth, not the biblical one, but your second one in terms of your physicality and your physical being, you go from the bottom up. Suddenly you start getting weak in the feet, your feet having foot problems, gout, things like this. You get arthritis, starts working its way back up. You get to where you can't breathe as well. You're like, whew. I tell you what, you're taking these stairs, baby. I know, Grandma. I know. So we watch it. And then slowly the mind starts to develop. Right? And as your body starts to fail, your mind starts to develop, and it develops to a point. And then you hit that next plateau where the mind starts to go and the body completely goes, and you go back into your cocoon. You can't move. Your mind is gone. Your feet can't move, and you're laying in a hospice bed at your house. Isn't that funny how the cycle of it goes? Top down, bottom, you know, bottom up, and then top down again. You get to the point where you can't do anything more. So that's just the nature of things. And I look at John McCain and I think to myself, I abhorred this guy's politics, but I never wished any disease on him. But it isn't like we didn't notice it. And by the way, he's got the same aggressive brain cancer that killed Ted Kennedy and Joe Biden's eldest son. And he was the Dr. Gupta, who is his physician, was given permission to make this announcement. With Senator McCain's permission, I spoke with his doctors earlier, said the operation had revealed an aggressive type of brain cancer. That was what was causing his problems. It prompted an operation above his left eye, he explained, referring to fatigue, apparent confusion, blurry vision, etc. It's a type of primary brain cancer, Gupta said, an aggressive type, and it surprised everybody. I feel most sorry for Meghan McCain. And again, look, I know you guys don't maybe agree with Meghan's politics. You don't know the girl. And some people, they tell me all the time, Kevin, how can you stand Meghan McCain? Meghan McCain's a nice girl. She is. When I was telling her, hey, look, I'm thinking about moving. Kevin, hey, give me a call. You know, I know a lot about the area. I'll be able to help you, get you in touch with people, blah, blah, blah. Immediately. When I come to D.C., to New York, she's always, hey, Kevin, you know, maybe we can get a drink or something. I'll meet with my boyfriend, blah, blah, blah. Okay. You know, well, she's very friendly, very accommodating. We don't have to agree politically on everything, but she's not stupid. You may disagree on some policy, but she's not stupid. But here's the thing. Let's look at the humanity. Her father's dying. I don't care. Forget McCain's story. Meghan's father is dying. And people are looking at me, I feel sympathy for a young lady whose father's dying. A father she happened to love and care about. My father died. I didn't even skip a beat. My biological father. But I remember writing about John McCain, and this is what I find tragic. When McCain ran for Senate again this year, I said to myself, why do this? He got white folk money. I mean, rich dude. I'm not talking about, hey, getting by, you know, can have the nice Lexus. I'm talking about a dude that can buy jets. That kind of money. Why would you spend your time in politics? What legacy? You served your nation in war, good or bad. I don't particularly think McCain's record is all that stellar, but he served his nation in time of war. You come back, you've been a senator, you ran for president. Look, man, you're in the history books. Go off. Enjoy that trophy wife. Enjoy those kids, family. What kind of bucket list do you think John McCain would have? I mean, I wouldn't even, if John McCain said, I'll show you my bucket list, you know, if you show me your bucket list, I'll show you mine. I go, no, that's all right. It's okay. Things John McCain does are things that, I have a friend, they went on a 20-city tour over 30 days around the world, the top cities of the world, 20 cities in 30 days. Try doing that. I'm talking about the best of those cities. He flies into, you know, Cairo, goes sailing down the Nile with armed escorts, and they serve them some lavish meal. Then they jump off of there, get on private jets, and all these rich jet setters fly to the next location. So imagine flying to Paris and London and, you know, I don't know, all the major cities, Budapest, you name it, flying all these beautiful places, doing the best that that country can bring to you over 30 days, and then going home and resting. Now, that's a bucket list. I mean, it saddens me that now McCain's got this aggressive cancer. I said he shouldn't run for Senate because he should have been checking these things off of his list. And by the way, it's not visiting cities and things like that. It's doing. If you want to do something more now, John McCain, you could go work with kids.
you know, make sure that everywhere you go, you touch somebody. And he squandered that. By the way, what kind of cancer? I mean, why would cancer go and attack the brain? You know, that's just that's a cruel thing to do. It's like Alzheimer's or, you know, other forms of dementia. It's a cruel thing to do to attack somebody's brain. I mean, your brain is the thing that operates everything about you. You know what I mean? It's just a matter of time when everything shuts off. Vision, motor skills, you name it.
Your ability to talk.
And then, you know, obviously heartbeat. It's just a horrible way to go. But and I'm not trying to be funny here, but it really does sort of highlight the politics of John McCain a bit. The brain disappearing in and of itself. I'm not saying, look, the guy's a smart guy. He's done some good things in life. I voted for him. I'm sad to say. I voted for him. But I keep coming back to this. Why didn't you just leave, man? This guy made a comment. He says, I flew with this joker in the Navy. He was too dumb to stay in the Naval Academy. He also flunked out of his flight training several times. I don't know who said this of McCain, but it was a quote from Newsmax a while back. You know. Guy's got a beautiful wife, you know, second wife, I believe. He's got adopted kids. I joked, you know, if I had McCain's coin, I would be Waldo of Where's Waldo. The NSA couldn't find me. Politics would be the last thing on my mind. I would run around the world making myself and as many people as happy as I could. And I'm poor, and I'm trying to figure that out right now. I want to spend more time with my family and my friends. And I wish McCain Godspeed. But look, I'm sure he has no regrets. He's lived to be quite an old age. But I think we need to be looking at our legislators and trying to figure out who else may be suffering from some form of brain malady. These people do crazy things, folks. It's time that, you know, we have them really take an evaluation of their lives and say, do you want to do this for the rest of your life? Come on, guys, give some younger people a shot at this.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
On the heels of the Senate's failure to pass a new health care bill, critics are pointing fingers at Republican leaders on Capitol Hill. A new op-ed takes aim at Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, stating, quote, "The entirety of the Republican agenda is stuck in the Senate, where Mitch McConnell seems intent to let it all die on the vine while blaming conservatives. It is time for the Senate Republicans to replace Mitch McConnell." So is it really time to ditch Mitch? Let's talk to the author of that op-ed, the founder of The Resurgent, and Fox News contributor, Eric Erickson, who joins us today from Georgia. Eric, why is it time to ditch Mitch?
Well, he doesn't seem to be down with the president's agenda. Where's the wall? Where's tax reform? Where's Obamacare repeal? These are all things that go to the Senate and then they suddenly die. It's not like there aren't the votes in the Senate to get them passed. And, you know, we can't even blame filibuster for this, because the way they structured Obamacare repeal, you only needed 50 votes plus the vice president. And they can't even get that with Mitch McConnell, who's telling liberals in the Senate one thing, liberal Republicans one thing, telling conservative Republicans something else. And then when they get together in the same room, they realize they've been told completely different. Things.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. That was Eric Erickson,
one of the most vapid anti-Trumpers that prior to the election that you could have even talked about. It's amazing to hear him now talk about these, talk about McConnell and people like that. These are people I've seen this guy suck up to. I was with Eric in Steamboat, Colorado, where I actually had respect for him and wanted to do something together with him because I thought, you know, I thought he was his own man. And he's following the National Review Online people, the Bill Kristols and that ilk. I don't know what Bill Kristol, he's like American, so I don't know. He's on a, got another publication, but the Jonah Goldbergs and those guys, the anti-Trump crowd, when I'm telling you, once the light came on, because I told you guys I wasn't going to support anybody until the thing happened. I wasn't the most overwhelming Trump supporter, but I recognized things in Trump that I knew would make things different in Washington. And I applauded the early adopters, and I wish that I'd been in a position to really look objectively at Trump versus looking at everybody across the board and having to reserve judgment, because I would have looked at him differently had I not been a pundit and going on TV. I wasn't going to talk anybody down. I was just going to talk about the pros and cons. And one of the cons was I said Trump isn't very presidential. It wasn't a slam. It was the truth. But to be honest with you, after I look in retrospect, I say, well, how would you be? People are talking about you. They're looking for dirt on you. You know you've got dirt, but you're like, what are you? Okay, I'm a human being. I got frailties. What are you talking about? I've got my foibles. Why are you suddenly, you know, bringing up my divorces and my bankruptcies and things like this? This has nothing to do with my ability to govern. And, oh, you've never been a politician. Big deal. What did you say to the first president of the United States? He'd never been a politician. So, and the one after that, and the one after that, many of them were not politicians. They were ordinary citizens who understood what their call to duty was. So I got it. But Eric Erickson cracks me up because he, before the election, he started to come around, and I forget exactly around the time. I want to say September, but here's what he wrote at the time. In short, I see the election of Hillary Clinton as the antithesis of all my values and ideas on what fosters sound civil society in this country. Further, she should be in jail. Wow, how astute of him. But then he says this. At least with Trump, he's coming around now, we might get a better Supreme Court. We might get better cabinet picks. In fact, in terms of my view of the country, the odds are pretty great that my side has the greater chance of prevailing with Trump than Clinton. What most would identify as my side would have control of the executive branch and the powers of appointment and regulation that come with it. So, I should at least here and now, as the race draws close, reconsider my opposition to Trump. This is a guy who prides himself as a staunch conservative who has a candidate who is fighting the left, and I'm talking about Democrats and Republicans, the leftist. And Eric Erickson has to figure out if he wants to support him. And he finally, in September, October time frame, makes the decision, you know what, I better get on board. Trust me, folks, when I tell you it wasn't magnanimous. It wasn't him coming to some cathartic realization. It was the people that support, that read his former site. I don't know if it's still Red State or whatever, because he's over somewhere else now, the Resurgent. But he found out how many people abandoned him. So then he says, the truth is, with headlines about Clinton's emails, terrorist attacks, the Obama administration's advancement of transgenderism in the military, etc., I've been actively reconsidering my position to Trump. I've done it in conversation with friends, in prayer, and in quiet time dedicated to considering the future. In doing so, I have to admit that while I may view Hillary Clinton's campaign as anti-American, I view Donald Trump's campaign as un-American. The American spirit eschews the idea of a strong man in Washington fixing all our problems. We're supposed to be against the imposition of values set by Washington and instead embrace our heterogeneity as people. Not only does Donald Trump not do that, but his views pervert the liberal order of things as much as Clintonian illiberalism. Clinton offers a tyranny of minority and Trump offers a tyranny of the majority. Clinton offers neither safety nor freedom. Trump offers, safety at the expense of freedom.
While I see Clinton as having no virtue, I see Donald Trump corrupting the virtuous, fostering hatred, racism, dangerous strains of nationalism. You know what, Eric Erickson? We don't need your kind. See, he's saying, I'll accept Trump in his fostering of hatred, racism, and dangerous strains of nationalism because I reject what Clinton is about. What he's rejecting, what he's accepting about Donald Trump is exactly what Hillary Clinton and that ilk is about. And this is why I can't stand these people that we claim are so profound in their thought processes. Eric Erickson couldn't think his way out of a frickin' closet if you opened the door for him. He's an idiot. And he's jumped on the train only because it is in his political expediency to do so. I can't stand these frauds. Now he's done the mea culpa. Now that was back in October or September of 2016. Then he did his mea culpa and they wrote about it after Trump had been around for the first month or so but had already made the transition. And this was an article in Politico that I want to read from. This is what he says. Eric Erickson's quote. Those of us who oppose him should pray for him and give him a chance. But conservatives should realize they won a battle, but are losing a war for ideas. They need to begin again to reach across the aisle. I want to tell you how demented these people are. He says they need to begin again to reach across the aisle and go outside Washington. An honest conservatism willing to help the next president, but also hold him accountable when he advocates bad policy, will be the conservatism that helps temper tribalism and unite the country. Now, Eric Erickson watched for 8 years as Barack Obama and the left implemented tribalism to a level that is unprecedented. We're in the most racist period in our country's history because of Barack Obama, the most tribal period ever in modern history. And he wants us to reach across the aisle to do what? We've reached across the aisle for Obamacare. They dogmatically oppose it while knowing with 100% certainty how bad Obamacare is. And it gets sold. We've reached across the aisle. Trump is throwing an olive branch to Hillary Clinton. She slapped it back and attacked him. And said to her people, the very people that used to beat up on Trumpsters and people going out there to, people going out to go to events and stuff for Donald Trump, go beat him up. Go showcase your hooliganism. That's what these people have been about. And he's telling us that we should be reaching across the aisle. They should be reaching across the aisle going, will y'all please help us? Help us with Obamacare. Help us with this economy. Help us with lots of things that we should be getting help with because Barack Obama didn't do it. Eric Erickson watched. And look, I'm just going to make it color here. I'm going to get into some racial part. He watched Obama absolutely crater the black community and make blacks going from despair to option, which I know they're kind of the same thing. But he wants to talk about what Trump has done. He says Trump fosters the hatred and racism and dangerous strains of nationalism. What can you have as a dangerous strain of nationalism? Putting America first is not a dangerous strain of nationalism. What these guys do is they go to the farthest reaches of something. The nationalism is a love of your country. And it isn't a love of a country and the hatred of another. It's the love of your country with the understanding that other people share their love of their countries. What's wrong with that? They should be reaching to us, not the other way around.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.